How to identify and maintain healthy social circles. In today's fast-paced world, the quality of our social connections has never been more important. Healthy social circles provide more than just companionship. They offer emotional support, mental stimulation, and even physical health benefits that can significantly impact our overall well-being. Research consistently shows that social circles lower stress, reduce disease risk, boost healthy habits, improve mental health, and sharpen the brain. The surprising power of these connections extends beyond mere social interaction, influencing our life satisfaction and overall happiness in profound ways. Understanding how to identify and maintain healthy social relationships is a critical life skill that pays dividends across personal and professional domains. Whether you're building new connections or strengthening existing ones, the principles of healthy social dynamics remain consistent. This comprehensive guide will explore the art of cultivating meaningful relationships that enrich your life while protecting your emotional well-being. The foundation of healthy social circles. Healthy social circles are built on mutual respect, trust, and genuine connection. Unlike superficial networks, these relationships provide a safe space for vulnerability, growth, and authentic expression. The foundation begins with self-awareness, understanding your own needs, values, and boundaries before seeking connections with others. One of the most critical aspects of building healthy relationships is establishing clear boundaries. As research indicates, maintaining healthy boundaries can help you strengthen relationships, avoid unhealthy connections, and improve your self-esteem and overall well-being. These boundaries serve as guidelines that prevent resentment and emotional fatigue from creeping into your relationships, creating a balanced partnership where both parties feel respected and valued. Identifying healthy vs. toxic relationships. The ability to distinguish between healthy and toxic relationships is fundamental to building a supportive social circle. Healthy relationships are characterized by mutual respect, open communication, and emotional safety. They encourage growth, provide support during challenging times, and celebrate successes without jealousy or competition. Conversely, toxic relationships often involve patterns of manipulation, control, and emotional drain. Learning to recognize these patterns early can save you from significant emotional distress. According to relationship experts, understanding the different types of toxic relationships can help you identify them and develop a plan to address them. This awareness is particularly crucial when these patterns emerge in romantic partnerships, friendships, or even family relationships. Common signs of toxic relationships include constant criticism, lack of respect for boundaries, emotional manipulation, and one-sided effort. Healthy relationships, in contrast, feature balanced give and take, respectful communication, and mutual support. The cornerstone of any healthy relationship is the establishment of clear boundaries that protect everyone's mental health and well-being. The mental health benefits of social connection. The connection between social relationships and mental health is well documented and profound. Positive social connections have consistently been shown to support mental health and well-being, with new research finding that social support is also key to coping with life's challenges. This connection plays a vital role in preventing mental health problems, maintaining good mental health, and aiding recovery from both moderate and severe mental health conditions. Social connection serves as a critical factor for both mental and physical health, with evidence showing that isolation and loneliness have been associated with poorer mental health outcomes. The bidirectional nature of this relationship means that while social isolation increases the risk for poorer mental health also increases the risk for isolation and loneliness. This creates a cycle that can be challenging to break without intentional effort and support. Maintaining these connections requires conscious effort, especially in our increasingly digital world. By setting boundaries, focusing on quality relationships, practicing self-care, and seeking help when needed, you can successfully maintain social connections while prioritizing your mental health. This balanced approach ensures that your social circle remains a source of strength rather than stress. Building meaningful connections in the digital age. The digital revolution has transformed how we build and maintain social connections, presenting both opportunities and challenges. Online platforms offer unprecedented access to like-minded individuals, but they also require new skills for effective communication and relationship building. Mastering digital communication is essential for creating genuine connections across screens. Effective communication in digital spaces requires clarity, empathy, and intentionality. As experts note, communicating clearly in group chats and online forums is critical for collaboration, networking, and community building. Unlike face-to-face interactions, digital communication lacks nonverbal cues like facial expressions and gestures, which often clarify intent. This makes clear communication even more vital in online spaces where misunderstandings can arise quickly. Building meaningful online friendships requires specific strategies for finding like-minded people in digital communities, fostering genuine connections through authentic communication, and overcoming barriers like miscommunication. Whether you're navigating social media or niche forums, these skills help you create fulfilling relationships that enrich your life, proving that deep connections are possible even across screens. The art of natural networking. Many people struggle with networking because it often feels forced or transactional. However, authentic networking is simply building professional relationships the same way you build personal ones, through genuine interest, mutual respect, and natural connection. This approach transforms networking from a dreaded obligation into an enriching part of your professional journey. The key to successful networking lies in focusing on long-term relationship development rather than immediate gain. By building a powerful professional network naturally and authentically, without the awkwardness of forced interactions, you create relationships based on genuine connection and value exchange. This approach eliminates the uncomfortable feeling often associated with traditional networking events and creates more sustainable professional relationships. Natural networking begins with your existing connections and expands through shared interests and genuine curiosity. Rather than focusing on what you can gain, concentrate on learning about others and providing value first. This mindset shift makes networking feel more authentic and less transactional, leading to stronger, more meaningful professional relationships. Daily habits for maintaining healthy relationships. Maintaining healthy social circles requires consistent effort and intentional habits. Like any skill, relationship building improves with daily practice and conscious attention. Developing specific habits can transform your communication style and relationship quality over time. Active listening is the foundation of all effective communication and relationship maintenance. It involves giving your complete attention to the speaker, avoiding distractions, and demonstrating through verbal and nonverbal cues that you are fully engaged. This practice of listening to understand rather than listening to respond dramatically improves comprehension and strengthens relationships. When people feel heard, they become more open, trusting, and collaborative. Other essential habits include mindful speaking, nonverbal communication awareness, asking better questions, and building empathy through daily reflection. Consistent practice of these habits creates dramatic improvements in how you connect, influence, and communicate. The most successful relationship builders aren't necessarily the most naturally gifted communicators, they're the ones who've made communication improvement a daily priority. Setting and maintaining healthy boundaries. Boundaries are essential for maintaining healthy relationships and protecting your emotional well-being. They serve as guidelines that prevent resentment, stress, and emotional fatigue from damaging your connections. Healthy boundaries create mutual respect and balanced partnerships where everyone's needs are considered. There are several types of boundaries that contribute to healthy relationships. Emotional boundaries protect your feelings and prevent you from becoming overwhelmed by others' emotions. Time boundaries allow you to focus on your priorities without feeling crowded by other people's needs. Physical boundaries respect personal space and comfort levels. Mastering these different boundary types is crucial for cultivating mutual respect and a balanced partnership that benefits everyone's mental health. Setting boundaries requires clear communication and consistency. It's important to express your needs respectfully and enforce boundaries consistently. Remember that boundaries are not about controlling others but about taking responsibility for your own well-being. They represent the cornerstone of healthy relationships, creating the foundation for trust, respect, and mutual understanding. Navigating relationship challenges. Even the healthiest relationships face challenges and conflicts. How you navigate these difficulties often determines the long-term health of your social circle. Effective conflict resolution skills, emotional intelligence, and communication strategies are essential for maintaining relationships through challenging times. When conflicts arise, focus on the issue rather than the person. Use I statements to express your feelings without blaming others. Practice active listening to understand different perspectives, and look for compromise rather than insisting on being right. These approaches help resolve conflicts while preserving the relationship's foundation of respect and trust. It's also important to recognize when relationships need space or time to heal. Sometimes stepping back temporarily can provide perspective and prevent permanent damage. Knowing when to seek professional help, such as relationship counseling, can also save valuable connections that might otherwise be lost to unresolved conflicts. The role of social circles in personal growth. Healthy social circles don't just provide companionship, they also facilitate personal growth and development. The people in your social circle influence your thoughts, behaviors, and aspirations. Surrounding yourself with positive, growth-oriented individuals can significantly impact your personal and professional development. Look for relationships that challenge you to become better while still providing acceptance and support. Healthy social circles include people who inspire you, offer constructive feedback, and celebrate your achievements. These relationships create an environment where growth is encouraged and supported rather than threatened or discouraged. Remember that personal growth often requires stepping outside your comfort zone socially. Building relationships with people from different backgrounds, industries, and perspectives can broaden your understanding and open new opportunities for growth. Diversity in your social circle enriches your life experience and expands your worldview. Sustaining long-term social connections. Maintaining social connections over the long term requires intentional effort and adaptation. Relationships evolve as people change, and successful long-term connections accommodate these changes while maintaining the core values of respect and support. Regular communication is essential for sustaining relationships, but quality often matters more than quantity. Meaningful interactions, even if infrequent, can maintain strong bonds better than frequent superficial contact. Remember important dates and events in others' lives, and make time for genuine connection when possible. As relationships evolve, be willing to adapt your expectations and boundaries. What worked in one life stage may need adjustment in another. Open communication about changing needs and circumstances helps relationships grow rather than fade over time. Conclusion. Creating and maintaining healthy social circles is both an art and a science. It requires self-awareness, communication skills, boundary setting, and consistent effort. The rewards, however, are immeasurable: a support system that enhances your mental health, personal growth, and overall quality of life. Remember that healthy social circles are built gradually through genuine connection, mutual respect, and shared values. They require maintenance through clear communication, appropriate boundaries, and ongoing effort. Most importantly, they should leave you feeling supported, valued, and energized rather than drained or stressed. As you continue to develop your social circle, focus on quality over quantity. A few deeply supportive relationships often provide more value than numerous superficial connections. Invest your time and energy in relationships that reciprocate your effort and contribute positively to your life. Your social circle should be a source of strength, joy, and growth, a reflection of the best version of yourself and those you choose to surround yourself with.